We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
If you've got your Bible, I invite you to turn with me over to the book of Romans. The key verse this week was Romans 12, verse 2. And as we think about the freedom that we have, we think about coming in 4th of July right around the corner, and I know many of you are going to go and travel and see. You get that day off from work or a couple of days or whatever, and you're going to go spend time with family, and fireworks will go off, and lots of things will happen. And, you know, we are free. We are free. Harley's in a place that's not so free. Harley can't dress like us right now, okay? The place that she's in, she can't dress like we do. I said, come in today, wear whatever you want to. She can't wear whatever she wants to. She can't just go wherever she wants to. She doesn't have the freedom to walk around. Outside the compound, literally, you go through armed guards with machine guns. They open the gate. They shut the gate. They travel only certain places, go only certain places. We're blessed. We have great freedom. Question a lot of times is, what do we do with that freedom? We don't ever think about it. Sometimes we take it for granted. You know how our kids, think about it. Our kids don't want for much of anything. You know, you give them a present for Christmas, and what do? You give them a whole truckload of presents, and you get to the end of the presents, and guess what they're doing? They got a pile of trash, a whole bunch of presents, and guess what they're waiting on? The next present. We wait on that as well. We got to be careful. With this freedom comes great responsibility. I think I don't know what it'll look like. I don't know how it'll look. You know, at the judgment seat, one of these days we're all going to stand before God. If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to be judged. I'm going to be judged. You're going to be judged. We're all going to be judged. And at that moment, we're not going to be judged whether or not we get in or not. We're going to be judged based on the life we lived. And we're going to be given crowns and rewards. We're going to be given things based off of the life. And at the end of the day, we turn around whenever, how it looks, we're going to be able to give those crowns back to the feet of Jesus, the one that made it all possible. But the life we're living right now is what will be judged. This life, not judged to get in, but judged, what are we going to get when we get there? Do we have all these crowns and rewards, and do we have these things that we do lay back at Jesus' feet? And one of the things we in our culture and in our world, especially today and really in this room, is we got a lot of freedom, a bunch of freedom. When you look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1, when you get to Romans chapter 12, all the theological, all the deep, all the heavy is out of the way, and application starts in chapter 12. Because of all this, therefore, because of all that has happened, go do this now. And you and I, as Christians, and I pray you're a Christian, if you've slipped in this morning, you know, I'm more of an evangelist more of the times than not than I am just a preacher. You're like, when's that dude ever going to say something I don't know? Well, you've got the same 66 books sitting in front of you that I have. And whether it's good or bad, I think in our culture and in our world, there's people that slip in that don't know Jesus. And you, most of you grew up, you know the same verses. You've heard it. When I go to Romans 12, you got most of it memorized. You know this book. We know this book. I pray that you know the book. I pray that you know Jesus. But guys, for us, when you get to Romans 12, it should be easier. It should be easier than the people in the culture that Harley's even living in currently. It should be easier than the culture of people that are in Muslim cultures. There's a lot of people that when they come to know Christ, they lose their family, they lose their home, they lose everything. They're even going to try to kill them just because they've come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We celebrate those 20. We plaster it all over social media. We celebrate it with our family and our friends. We have no hesitation or reservation of letting everybody know that someone came to know Christ as Savior. Everybody don't have that. There's people right now slipping around. They're literally slipping around in the cover of night, going from house to house, spot to spot. They're sneaking around trying to get a copy of this book. They're trying to get copies of this book right here. You know what this one is? Brand spanking new. Never used it in my life. Brand new. I only got about six of them. I bought them up. I like this version. I bought them up. I got two just like this sitting on my table beside the bed. Listen to this. This is how sickening we are. I got two sitting on the beside the bed, and I'm driving down the hill today coming to the church, and I'm like, where's my Bible? And Avery's like, you're supposed to have got it. I'm like, oh, well, I got more at church. Same copy, brand new. I broke the binding, put a yellow sticky to say Romans 12, brand new, brand spanking new. I got bunches of them. So do you. We got so much freedom. That's why when you get to chapter 12, therefore I urge you, brethren, verse 1, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, which is your reasonable act of service or worship, which is the bare minimum. Give yourself to the Lord. Contrasting the Old Testament system to where they brought a dead animal and they killed him there, and it was a sign of total, hey, it's taken the sacrifice, it's taken the sin, it's taken my place, it is dying, it literally dies. We don't have to die. No, but we got to give ourselves. Let me read this. The verse for the week, here's what it looks like. The concept, the conversation all week long was the world says this, but the Word of God says this. The world says do it this way, and the Word of God says do it this way. Let's read down through here and see some contrast that takes place. Verse 2, don't be conformed to the world. This was the verse, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Let's finish this chapter and look at what Scripture clearly says. And as we read through these verses, think about what the world has to say. Look at verse 3, for through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. Is that what the world says? The world don't say stay humble. The world is dog eat dog. The world is get ahead. The world is you better get it before they do. The world is you, if you show weakness, you're run over, you're eat up. But to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each one a measure of faith. Listen to this, church, body. For just as we have many members of one body and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one another. That right there, that verse right there goes totally against the world. That verse right there says, if you're a member of the body, if you're a Christian and you're part of the church and you've been brought in, then this is not optional. This is you have a role and a part, and every one of us have a different role and a part. And here's the thing, it's not that, well, I'm going to show up this week and a month later I'm going to show back up, and 2 months later I'm going to show back up. What's so amazing is the folks that walk in month and month and month and 2 month gaps and walk in like, hey, what you been doing? Well, I missed you for 2 months. Why? Because the Bible says, For the Bible says, for just as we have many members in one body and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. When you disappear, let me say something. How many is in here? Have y'all counted yet? 374. 374, we usually run two something in each service, okay? All the kids are in here, all the nurseries in here, all the babies are in here. Everybody's in here. We're usually well over five. Yeah, but some's at vacation. Some is here, some is here, some is here, some is here. We should not, this should not be possible because of this verse. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. We should not, by now, Chapel Hill should not be able to fit in the box together. Ocean floor is not happening. The nursery's empty. The prayer room out there is built up as a makeshift nursery. See, the kids are all around us. They're the people that Rob usually heads are mingled amongst us. It's easy. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly, if prophesying according to the proportion of his faith, if service in his serving, of his teaching in his teaching, and he who exhorts is to in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Look at verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligent, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulations, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Listen, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. What? Look, these aren't, here's the deal. These aren't, that'd be good to do. Yeah, that's a nice one. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's a good word. Or this is who we are. Vacation Bible School, the world says do this, but the Word of God says do this. The world says live one way, and the Bible clearly says do it this way. The Bible clearly says bless those who persecute you. Today's culture, you persecute me, I'm going to splatter you on Facebook, or I'm going to defriend you and block you, and you can't see me no more, but I'm still going to talk all I want to about you behind the scenes, and you and nobody that likes you ever sees it again. And that's okay. That's not biblical. But that's what we do with our freedom. That's what we do with our freedom. Verse 17, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Look at verse 20. The world says this, but the Word of God says this. Look at what the Word of God says in verse 20 of the actual Bible. Brand new, cracked open this morning of this sappy, gaudy, lavished on preacher amongst gaudy, sappy, lavished on Christians. The Word of God says this, but if your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. That's what the Bible says. For in so doing, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Go back to verse 1. So you could go back. You can work all the way through pretty much the rest of the book, the application aspect of the book of Romans. It finishes up. You know, we look at our culture, we got debates go on, and we got elections coming up and things like that. Look at chapter 13, verse 1. This is what the Bible says, church. The Bible says every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. It didn't accidentally get this way. It didn't accidentally overnight get to where we from where we were to where we are today. No, it probably had something to do with us turning a blind eye to what really mattered and us doing what we wanted to do. But that's what the Bible says, and the world says, well, I mean, it's so clear. Chapter 12, verse 1 says this, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, reasonable act of worship service," whatever your translation is. We're to give everything that we are to the Lord. All of us. If you're a Christian, if you're a Christian, the world says give him an hour or two. What's that, 1/168? If you show up 1 hour a week, you've come 1/168 of the week. You've come to worship. You've come to church on Sunday. But what about the other 167 hours of the week? Who gets that? See, the world says 1 or 2 or 3 hours. You know, super Christians go 3 hours a week. Super Christians go Sunday morning worship, Sunday school, Wednesday night. Oh, you want to see a super duper Christian? Those that will probably be at the front of the line at the Lamb's table. Those that still have Sunday night church. Because those go Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday night church, Wednesday night. Can you imagine somebody giving 4 hours to church? How in the world are they going to make it in life? See what the world says? Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling together of yourselves, as is the custom of some, but all the more come together as you see the day approaching." Casey uses this during Vacation Bible School. Did you use this last year? Did you wrap this last year? Really? I'm going to unwrap it. This is a 3-year-old present. You know what most of us do to the Lord? When you give somebody a present, here's how we use this in Vacation Bible School. I touched on it. Casey utilizes it very well in a gospel presentation. And I'm talking to church folks. I'm talking to sappy, spoiled church folks just like me. That ain't your only copy of the Word of God, is it? You know it ain't. Guys, here's what we do. The Bible says we're to present every bit of us to the Lord. The Bible says we're to give everything that we are, our time, our talent, our resources, ourselves, our abilities, our bodies, our lives, our kids, our wives, my gifts, what I can say, what I can do, where I can go, every bit of it, all of it is to be given to the Lord. All of it. We're to present it to the Lord. It's a picture, Old Testament. We're not a dead sacrifice. We're not a slit the throat of an animal sacrifice. We're a living sacrifice, and we're presenting ourselves as an offering to the Lord and saying, "Here, Lord, every bit of me, every bit of me. Here's the deal, not just the tape. Here, God. Here, God. I'm going to give you just this little bit. I'm going to give you this little bit." The world says, "Oh, that's enough." The world says you got to do what you want to do, girl. You better go live it up. You only got one life to live. You got to live for you. You don't live for them. That's not biblical. There's some of us ain't even giving him the tape. There's some of us, I don't even know what this box is going to look like. Let me check before y'all see. It's empty. It's white. It's clean. Some of us, y'all, here, Lord, I'll give you, here, God, I'll give you that part of me. This is mine. The Bible says we're to present, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, everything from Romans 1 through Romans 11 is the mercies of God. You were a sinner and you had no hope and there's no way for you to save yourself. But he sent his son Jesus so that you could have hope, so that I could have hope. And based off those mercies, we're to give everything that we are to the Lord. And what we do is we say, "Okay, well, I'll give you that." God don't want just that. God wants all of us. God wants us to go lay. And you say, Brother Shannon, I'm a mess up. I know you're a mess up. All right. I can't illustrate it the way I want to. But inside of this empty box is secrets. Just like in the inside of each one of you are secrets. This box was wrapped 2 or 3 years ago. We have no clue what's inside this box, but God does. And biblically, we're to give every bit of it to the Lord. As tattered and as torn as it is. Listen, and this isn't a sermon illustration. This is not a sermon illustration. This ain't a preacher brought a sermon illustration. What's for lunch? Preacher tore up Casey's box. What's for lunch? Preacher was up there and he just took a box and tore it to pieces. What's for lunch? No, this is a picture of your life, tattered and torn with all the secrets inside. With all the things that the person, that girl or that guy next to you ain't got a clue about. The world says it's none of their business. God says, you're all of my business. You are mine. Fully surrendered. I want the secret, hidden, inside stuff. I don't just want the tape. I don't just want the little bits of here and there. I don't want just a little bit. I want all of you. I want all of you. I want the broken, tattered, torn. Brother Shannon had just messed up. I've been hurt. God wants that, and he wants that, and he wants that, and he wants that. Because biblically, the world says one thing, and the Bible says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies, because of everything God did for you, this is what you now do. You take all that junk and you lay it at the feet of the Lord. You take your time, your talents, your resources, your abilities, your family, your money, your freedom, your talents, whatever, what you can do, what you think, what we are. And we, because of the mercies of God, we lay it and we just give it all to Him. Hey, Lord, I'm all yours. I'm every bit yours. And here's the thing. If you're a Christian, this ain't a sermon. If you're a Christian, this ain't an illustration. If you're a Christian, this ain't a really good point you made there, brother. You stomped my toes there. If you're a Christian, this is what we do. And when we don't do, we're sinning. When we don't give ourselves to the Lord, we're sinning. When we don't surrender everything that we are, we're rebelling against the face of a holy and righteous God, and we're sinning. But it's easy to sin in a free country that we're in, like the one we're in, because the world's all doing it. That's what the world does. The world is going that direction. Who cares what the Bible says? It's not important what the Bible says. Listen, y'all, we're not going to stand before the world on the day of judgment. We're going to stand before Christ Himself, and we're not going to get things because of our freedom. We're not going to get rewards because of the freedom we had to live in. We're not going to get rewards. It was too easy to live for self. It was too easy to turn the other way. It was too easy to just deny the truth of God's word. It was too easy. It was just straight up too easy. It's effortless. That's effort. That's hard. That's sacrificial. God, I don't have. Lord, I feel like I don't have nothing left. But He wants it. And it's not an option. That's why this isn't an illustration. This is a picture of what presenting your life a living sacrifice. God, I'm broken. But I give it to you. I give you my brokenness. I give you my weakness. I give you my home. I give you my children. I give you my resources. I give you my abilities. I give you my cars. I give you my land. I give you my money. I give you, it's all yours, God. Do with it as you see fit. God, I have made a living mess of it. But I give it to you. And we live in a country to where there's nobody fighting for this Bible right now. There's nobody fighting you for that Bible in your lap. Our complaint is, it's hot in here. Our complaint is, we didn't have Sunday school. Our complaint is, we didn't do it the way I thought it ought to be done. Where our complaint is, we don't deserve saving, y'all. We don't. We don't. It's by the grace of God we are what we are. That's what He requires. That's what Paul is telling that church. I urge you, give it all to Him. I urge you. You are all His, not just pieces of you. That's what the Bible says. World says an hour is enough. World says an hour. Listen, we bought into, I'm telling you, you let it, I'm going to be honest. You let it be hunting or fishing or fighting or doing, or you let it come down to travel ball, or you let it come down to this ball or that ball or whatever ball. Doggone it, you just got to do it. Because here's the deal. The world, I can't give God everything or my kids will be nobodies. What did you have? And you made it. See, and some of you right then, I touched a nerve because I'm meddling, and I don't like a preacher going to sit there and call me out, because you have freedom to sit there and think what you want to think. I can just tell you what the Bible says. That's not an illustration, that's application. Everything that you have is His. Everything that you are is His. Everything you've been given came from Him. It's from Him, through Him, and it's all back to Him. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to sing. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? I tell you what American culture is. Forget it at the end of amen. Some jotted it down. Forget it at the end of amen. I'm just being real. I'm being real. Because it's hard. That freedom is a mess, y'all. That freedom's a trap. That freedom of doing whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, the way you want to do it. Nobody can tell me what to do. Nobody's in control of me. When there really is, our Savior is in control of everything. God have mercy on us. God have mercy on us. Father God in heaven, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for God, for all of us, for me, for them. God, it's hard. It's like we're in a trap, Lord. It's like we're in a, it's kind of like a bad dream that replays. Yeah, we go here, go there, and have this, and learn this, and see this, and be a part of this, and all this stuff. It's amazing. It's never ending. Get a little bit more money, and wow, there's a brand new door that's been opened to more trap. More freedom brings more trap. God, I don't know what they're going to think of me. really don't care. God, help us to realize that one of these days we're all going to have to stand before you and give an account of what we did with this life. I don't have to answer for Wendy and Harley and Hamilton and Adeline and Avery. I've got to answer for Shannon. God, and each person in here that's believers has to answer for themselves. God, give it. Let us be good stewards, God. Good stewards of, I'm not talking money, I'm not talking stuff, I'm talking everything. I'm talking our lives. This package. Me as a daddy and as a husband and as a pastor and as a friend, as a son of yours, as a brother, as a neighbor. God, help me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for the 1/168 of weeks that I've wasted. Forgive me, Lord. Help us all. God, you know what's inside the box. You know what's in the empty box. You know it's tattered. You know the mess ups. You know the failures. You know the brokenness. You know, God, we're not hiding anything. We're not slipping anything by you. You clearly see us, God. You clearly see us. God, we give it to you. We give you our lives. We give you our families, we give you our homes, we give you our children, our grandchildren, we give you our stuff. It's not ours. None of it's ours. It's a stewardship, God, it's a stewardship. And the judgment is going to be based off how we handled it. God, let us be good stewards. God, I pray that we're all listening. We're all listening, Lord. This isn't to anybody. This is to everybody. This isn't a good sermon. This isn't, I needed that. This isn't a wake-up call. No, this is who we are as Christians. God, thank you for the food that's been prepared. God, there's starving people, and we're about to walk into just a pure feast. Help us consider. Help us slow down and consider. And we're going to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.